the Northwest Arkansas RC&D Council, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service present the Strike Force Radio Program.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Northwest Arkansas RC&D, NARC and DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
I am Charlie Williams, and I am the United States Department of Agriculture Strike Force Coordinator for Arkansas. The Strike Force initiative began in Arkansas as a pilot state, in addition to the state of Georgia and Mississippi. The Strike Force initiative was started by Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to assist high poverty communities in these pilot states. We looked at a high poverty as those having a poverty rate of 20% or greater. And in Arkansas, we had 25 counties meeting that high poverty rate. This actually began in 2010, but we began implementation in 2011. And the purpose of this Strike Force initiative is to increase the implementation of USDA programs administered by the Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Rural Development. In 2014, we added the Food and Nutrition Service as one of the agencies that we were to help increase implementation of USDA programs in these high-poverty counties. So with the Strike Force Initiative, we're looking at finding new options for locally grown produce. So the agriculture community is supporting agriculture producers. We will be looking at having more local meetings to advise farmers of our wide variety of programs that can assist you. And so if you are local, if you own land and you're interested in production of food and fiber, we'd like for you to give us a call, because we want your land to be an asset to you and an asset to the local people as well. Again, I am Charlie Williams, and I can be reached at 870-530-9126. That's 870-530-9126. And I'll be make myself available to tell you how you will become eligible to get assistance from the USDA Strike Force Initiative, and we'll be able to put you in contact with local offices that can assist you in getting services from USDA.
My name's Brent Clark. I'm with the Natural Resource Conservation Service. My position, I'm a district conservationist. We service Searcy County. What I know about the Strike Force Initiative, when it first came to us, we was told that it was going to be able to put some money into our EQIP program, Environmental Quality Incentive Program, spring developments to do watering systems for grazing animals, and we've even used it from a forestry standpoint. There's been a lot of Strike Force funds going out in our county to put in fire breaks and controlled burns or prescribed burns. Something during a few drought years that we had back in 2011 and 12, we were able to secure some extra Strike Force funds that would go into the counties, the Strike Force counties, that to help relieve some of the problems that we had because of the drought. A lot of funds going towards planting and getting watering systems even further developed so that we could alleviate the effects of the drought in future years. And plus, we lost a lot of grasses because of the drought and how significant it was. And so we was able to help provide some cost share funds to get out there and plant their fields back to an established grass. And of course, what we've seen in the drought too was a lot of weeds fell back in place and where the grass had died out. So, you know, we was able to help with some brush management or some spraying that would help get rid of the weeds. That's kind of the extent of what we've noticed when using Strike Force and what it means to our county. I can really see it being a benefit. We was able to secure a lot more funds in our EQIP program than we ever have, just because of you know, our location and it being one of the areas outreached with the Strike Force initiative. We've been able to utilize it to put a lot of practices on our participants' farms, and I could see a growth in number of applications that I would take into the program. And we was able to offer a lot more contracts because we had the extra funds to do these type projects. But that's how it's kind of been used in our neck of the woods. And if you have questions or you'd like some more information about Strike Force or EQIP or any of our other farm bill programs that we manage, you can give us a call at 870-448-3184 extension 3. And or come by the office and see us. We're at 201 Factory Road in Marshall. We'd appreciate and be glad to entertain any questions that you have. Thank you.
We'll have more about Strike Force and its impact on the agriculture community in Arkansas after this message from the Northwest Arkansas RC&D.
The mission of Northwest Arkansas Resource Conservation and Development Council, Incorporated, is the social, economic, and environmental betterment of the rural communities in our 9-county area, which includes Baxter, Benton, Boone, Carroll, Madison, Marion, Newton, Searcy, and Washington counties. The premise of the RC&D program is that the local people know what the local people need. This makes each RC&D area unique in the scope of projects they undertake. A few of those projects include support of the Hope Continuum, energy-efficient lighting for poultry houses, assistance with Rural Development's REAP application, partnership with Buffalo National River to restore and expand natural wildlife habitat, support of hometown health improvement programs, rural fire protection program, chainsaw safety, natural hoof care for equines, renewable energy and energy efficiency, and pellet grill and pellet heat promotion, and so much more. For more information, you may contact Executive Director Joe McIntyre at 870-715-2933 or log on to nwarrcd.com.
Now, back to more perspectives on Strike Force. Here's Northwest Arkansas RC&D Executive Director Joe McIntyre.
Some of the projects that we have done over the years have been to support homeless programs. We've done energy efficient lighting for poultry houses. We've assisted and still do assist rural development with Rural Energy for America program applications. We've had partnerships with many organizations like Buffalo National River, you know, rural development, and then local programs as well, like the Hope Continuum, which is a homeless continuum. We support hometown health. We developed an ecotourism manual. We support rural fire departments. We even built a skate park. So as you can see, the scope of RC&D work is very broad. The lead of RC&D is Natural Resource Conservation Service. We worked on many land and water management projects over the years, conservation programs, and we also deal with the social and community development. So that pretty much covers it all. We're going to talk about Strike Force today, or have some guests here that are going to talk about Strike Force. If you have any questions, you can call me at 870-715-2933 or call your local USDA office.
I'm Corey Treadwell from Marshall, Arkansas, which is in Fisher County. I have got the FSA low interest loans, which allowed me to get the cows as soon as I got out, straight out of high school. I have received three of them and am in the process of getting a fourth one. I have got the pasture improvement, the strike force, which allowed me to double my hay production, and the pasture rotation, all that, which has allowed me to utilize what pasture ground I have to what cows I've got. And everything's worked out to benefit me and all of it.
Hi, my name is Ruth Pepler. I'm from Dogwood Hills Guest Farm in Harriet, Arkansas. And we have had the opportunity to work with NRCS and the FSA and USDA on several different grants on our farm. We're a relatively small homestead farm as far as size goes. We have 72 acres in the woods out in the Buffalo River area. And we have had to use the land that we have to the best of our ability. We have about 6 acres that is actually pasture, and the rest of it is rolling hills and woods. NRCS has helped us to develop our property in a very usable way. We've met with Brent and Dylan down in the Marshall office many, many times and come up with a plan for the property. We have currently approximately 50 acres fenced in with pasture for free-ranged goats, meat goats, and this last year we put in drip irrigation and hydration with the water tanks. We developed our spring and had that pumped up, so now we have 6 different water tanks in different cross pastures to handle all of our livestock. My daughter took out a youth loan with the FSA and bought herself her first dairy herd, 3 heifers and a dairy cow, and they're on the rotational pasture, which was another fencing project this past year, for the dairy cows so that they can come down to the barn for milking and then go back out with fresh water from the spring and rotational pasture. We also have somebody coming up to help us decide what kind of pasture management needs to be done to make the best quality pasture for the animals. We also put in this year a high tunnel that went in October, and we're getting ready to set up planting for that. We put in a 30 by 72 on the side of the hill, so a lot of grading and engineering had to be done. So again, NRCS came out and helped us with that and tried to figure out how it would have to be set up and what the best orientation was for it and how water runoff would be to not affect the high tunnel but to allow for good drip irrigation. So these are some of the projects that we've used on our farm, and we have homestead days where people come and they get to tour around and see the different projects that we've been able to use.
Through Strikeforce, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is working with more farmers and ranchers than ever in communities that face persistent poverty. As a result, these producers are seeing their operations become more sustainable, while their conservation practices help promote clean air and water, healthy soil, wildlife habitat, and resistance to extreme weather events such as drought. Strikeforce now operates in over 800 rural counties, parishes, boroughs, and tribal reservations in 20 states, including Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities.
Get involved with Strikeforce. You can learn more about the Strikeforce Initiative by visiting www.usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.